KROQ 955, Tom and Loggy, big day today, mate. It's the International Day of People with Disability, and it's all about spreading awareness. The theme for this year, building back better toward a disability-inclusive, accessible and sustainable post-COVID-19 world. Very important.
Yeah, exactly, because 2020 has been hard for a lot of us, but so much harder if you have a disability and can't access services that you need.
Yeah, that's right. Now, we're going live to Barwon Valley Special School in Belmont at the moment. Teacher there, Emily Gutterson, has agreed to have a chat to us. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Good.
Oh, we're good, thanks. Now, I wanted to know, it's been a big year, and today's a big day about spreading the word and kind of starting conversation, sparking conversation and awareness. But how's 2020 been for you as a person that works at a special school and works with people with disability?
It has been a massive year here at Barwon Valley. We've all congregated together and rallied to support our families as much as possible, especially when we went into remote learning. We obviously offered we offered parents that were frontline workers to allow their students to come to school during that period. Mm-hmm. And then with that, we offered the remote learning to the parents that were at home. We reached out to our parents at least once a week to do an overall well-being check, because for majority parents with mainstream students at home, it was hard, but with an added child with a disability, it was extremely hard for them. Mm. So we offered that support where we could, and we did with remote learning, just like all mainstream schools, via Seesaw, which is a platform most schools use. And we would send videos out to engage with our students, and they would send videos back to engage with us. We were lucky enough and fortunate enough that when we went into remote learning lockdown two, special schools didn't have to, and we were able to stay on site, which was amazing for the parents, for the students, and for the staff as well, because it is very hard to engage through a computer screen for our students. So having them back on site was where they needed to be.
I have here a quote from Andy Mathers, who is our boss here, Shiny Pants, we call him, at the building, and you teach his lovely daughter, Harriet. And he said here that Emily is one of the amazing teachers there, a bundle of joy, love and energy. And I just think that that's so beautiful. Of course, a day like today must mean so much to you and everyone else at the school as well.
It does. We are the advocate for the students. We are their voice, especially in my classroom where my students communicate through devices. So it's just getting their wants and needs across to everyone in society, and knowing that we need to build a more inclusive community. Hattie, Andy's daughter, I have been her teacher for 2 years, and she's an absolute gem. I call her a cheeky monkey at times because she gives me a laugh all day, every day. She is a gorgeous soul, and I have been fortunate enough to be her teacher. But, it is a big day for everyone with a disability. And the biggest thing for this day is knowing that not all disabilities are visible.
Sure.
That some disabilities, you're unaware that the person has a disability. So it's just letting them know that all disabilities come in different shapes and forms.
Tom and I were chatting just before the interview about, you know, things have changed in the past 20 years or so since we were kids. I feel like things are a lot more inclusive, you know, even just simple things like wheelchair ramps, getting into places and things like that. Do you feel that we have a long way to go, or, you know, and that's why days like this are so important?
100%. We still do have a long way to go. The physical disabilities, there is a lot more out there for them. Mm-hmm. This school is only from prep to year 12. Well, their disability doesn't disappear at year 12.
Yeah.
They still have a lifelong journey. And so having these things incorporated and implemented into the community is so important for them to be able to live a mainstream life and to be able to do the things that we do on a daily basis and a lot of the time don't realise how hard it is for a lot of these people.
Yeah, take it for granted. Look, it sounds like we're moving in the right direction as a society, but as you say, there is always work to do. We do still have a long way to go.
Definitely. I actually have heard of a local bakery called Bake By Us that employs people with a disability, which is so awesome to see and to hear. It's just in Geelong. I was there just on the weekend and I thought that's so fantastic that there's people out there that are starting to see how important it is to allow people with disability to be included in the community and to have a job just like you and I.
For sure. Well, we love the work that you do. Emily Gutterson from the Barwon Valley Special School. Keep up the good work. And everybody else, you can find out more about International Day of People with Disability at idpwd.com.au. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And a big shout out to Barwon Valley and the community out there. We're doing an awesome job. Not long till the holidays, guys.